Are you also tired of one-size-fits-all weight loss plans? Meet Noom, the personalized solution that meets you where you are. Noom is able to understand your unique needs, from dietary restrictions to medical concerns. Unlike restrictive programs, Noom embraces your lifestyle and choices. Discover a sustainable approach to weight loss, tailored just for you. Honestly, Noom felt like it was made for me. It's not just about what I eat. It's about understanding why. With Noom, I've learned so much about myself and built healthier habits that stick. It's all about progress, not perfection. Say goodbye to restrictive diets and experience the Noom app for yourself with personalized lessons and expert coaching. Noom's psychology and biology-based approach has helped over 5.2 million people achieve their goals. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
Welcome to Top 5, a show where we count things down from number 5 all the way to number 1 this week. Oh, it is the controversial topic of all controversial topics. It's going to have you at the edge of your seat, biting your nails in anticipation of each and every answer as they tick off our lists. Top 5, pizza toppings. Now, I don't know why I had to be so dramatic. I mean, you read the title of this show when you downloaded it. So, I mean, maybe it's not so dramatic or scary as people think. But maybe I will start mine off with a very controversial pizza topping.
Pizza topping.
And that's just cheese slash none.
Yeah. I was wondering if we were gonna get to that one.
Yeah. There's sometimes you just want something a little plain. You know what I do. So I will say this. I am not a thick crust person. I'm not a hand-tossed person. I'm not a Chicago style. It's New York or thinner for me. Mm-hmm. And so sometimes you just want to get a light smattering of the tomato sauce and then double up the cheese so it gets nice and gooey and then just eat a really thin slice of cheese pizza. And so I will double up on the cheese, so they count that as a topping. So I'm going with my number 5, cheese. And, you know, there are some other things, like some people will put like a blue cheese or.
Yeah. Or some nice feta cheese.
Yeah. I mean, cheese is one.
Are we counting that's like tertiary layer of Parmesan that people put on their pizza?
I think that falls under cheese. Yeah. I mean, especially if you get like a really good meat pizza and you just want to cover it with Parmesan, I think it's the same thing. Yeah. It's all about the cheese flavor.
Yeah.
That sort of smells like feet, but oh, it tastes so good.
I don't go for the ones that smell like feet.
Yeah. It's straight up mozzarella type stuff.
Yeah.
You're not living.
Matthew, what do you have for your number 5?
My number 5 is a very specific one, and it's not going to be one that I think it comes up on anybody else's list, but one of our local pizza joints, and when I say local, it's actually local this time. It's not like the Pizza Hut. But one of the two places that delivered to our previous house is a very local place, and one of their specialties is a Mediterranean let me start over.
Okay.
My name's Matthew.
Hi.
It's a Mediterranean veggie pizza. And on this Mediterranean veggie pizza, it has the feta cheese. It has, you know, a little bit of your tomato. It has your basic pizza stuff. But it also has Kalamata olives, the sour green olives and some of the purple ones, too. And it's so good. And if you get a lot of feta cheese on it and you get some of the crunchy vegetables in there, it's a really neat pizza experience. And it's not one that you get at your average just wandering in off the street places. And I'm sure there are people out there right now who are calling me some sort of terrible heretic, but
no, listen,
stick around.
Here's what I'm going to say.
Better.
Here's what I'm going to say. Mm-hmm. You put whatever you want on your pizza.
Yep.
And that's perfectly fine. Whatever you want to put on your pizza, if that's the way you enjoy it, enjoy it. But I will also say, olives are the work of the devil. They are fish eyeballs, and they are disgusting. But you eat what you want to eat, Matthew, and I'm glad you've got olives on your number 5.
Yeah. the kid and I will eat all the olive and feta pizzas and nobody else needs
to
have any.
Yep, you go right ahead because that combo to me is just not appealing, but you knock yourself out.
You know, the real issue with pizza is that, you know, people get into things about like burgers, like, oh, who has the best burger? Mm-hmm, or like, mm-hmm. Do you put Cheese Whiz on your Philly cheesesteak? But right. I think people get really tense about pizza because you have to share it. Because usually yes. You get a large enough pizza for everyone. Right. And then you have to engage in this like risk style cost benefit analysis negotiation. Right. You know, about what you're going to put on a pizza.
Yeah, usually
one person's picking off all of the olives yes. And one person's picking off other things.
And yeah. that's why my number five is just kind of that generic one for, you know, the people that don't like any of the other toppings. You can just go with sure. Cheese and that's good. And I am very wary anytime people are like, hey, we're ordering pizza for lunch or pizza's in the meeting room. Why don't you go help yourself? Because I'm always just like, oh, maybe I'll pass because I don't want to be rude and say, oh, gross. Somebody's got olives on this one or someone's got, you know, double sausage on this one. And it's just like, you got cheese. Uh-huh. And then everybody looks at me and I'm like, nobody. Then they're like, yeah, we ordered one, but nobody's going to eat it. And I'm like, correction, I am going to eat this entire thing.
Olives.
Ugh. 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 I think I'm going to throw up a little bit. Rodrigo, what do you have for your number five?
My number five is a topping that I don't get on pizza very often because I feel that it isn't always executed right. You kind of need to go to like a place that does like fancy pizzas, not fancy like Giordano's where you just get where it's basically like a melted down block of cheese, more right. fancy like
right.
like a California Pizza Kitchen type thing.
Yeah.
And right. that's artichoke. I like artichoke mm-hmm. on pizza. Ooh, I've yeah. greatly enjoyed it, but I've also had it to where it's like either not thoroughly cooked or whether they just throw it on there. And I think it requires something else. Because if you just throw artichoke on a pizza, it turns into like paper, like mm-hmm. like angry paper.
Mm-hmm.
So it has to be deluxe gets thrown around in pizza a lot. I don't know, like a fancy pizza.
Mm-hmm. An upscale pizza,
yes.
Yeah.
A pizza that you put on a button-up shirt to get sauce on.
Exactly.
I do not dislike the artichoke pizza. I've had it a couple of times, and it is pretty okay. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So good choice there, Rodrigo.
Oh, thanks.
My number four, this is weird. I've only had this a couple of times, but if everyone poo-poos the idea of cheese, then I gotta go with grilled chicken and bacon.
Hmm.
And that's an interesting combination, I know, but it tastes really good. If you get a good grilled chicken, you know, not like the Tyson chicken breast bits that you get in the frozen section that you just throw on top of a pizza. But if you get some good chicken that you've grilled yourself and you cut it into the slices or you shred it up, my wife shreds it up sometimes, and then you throw some bacon that you've made and not, you know, not reconstituted bacon parts or whatever that they call those little dehydrated things in the salad aisle, but you get some real bacon and crumble it on top of that and then bake it.
Baconoids.
Yeah. Baconoids. The grilled chicken and bacon pizza actually tastes really good. And so I'm going to put that down as my number four.
Now, have you ever tried a grilled chicken and bacon with what is that white sauce? I can never remember. The spaghetti sauce.
Alfredo?
The Alfredo sauce.
An Alfredo
yeah.
sauce. Mm-hmm. They actually make one here that you get the chicken and the bacon, and it's a yes. white Alfredo sauce and then the cheese.
In fact, a lot of the pizza restaurants that do grilled chicken often replace the tomato sauce with the Alfredo sauce.
Yeah, and it's really good.
Yeah, we've done that a time or two. In fact, for people that follow my personal Facebook page, I want to say like 3 or 4 years ago, we made one that was grilled chicken and bacon. And I was like, well, the only way to make this better is to cover it in sriracha sauce. And there's a video of me just covering this pizza with sriracha and then just eating it. Like there's
just
no,
ruining,
no, it's
destroying
good.
A good old
it's
pizza.
Good. It's good.
Sriracha is the eyes of a goat.
No, it's really good. No, it's the work of the devil. That's the olives, the work of the devil.
Well, I'll keep the olives. You keep the sriracha.
Yes. Oh man. My youngest loves the sriracha on everything.
Yeah.
He's got an iron tummy. Let's see.
Thing.
Who are we up to? Matthew, what do you have for your number four?
Did Rodrigo do his number four?
I couldn't remember what order.
My number four, I'm last.
Okay.
Oh, yes, you're last. So yes. It's my turn.
Yes, it is.
All right. My number four is a very common pizza topping everywhere but in my house. And there's a very, very good reason why. My wife hates it. She hates it. But I love a nice mushroom pizza.
Mm-hmm.
And I will be like, I would like some mushroom pizza. And of course, now that, you know, our 15-year-old is a vegetarian, just cheese and mushroom is good. I used to get that once in a while when I was young because, you know, in college, you don't have any money. The local Domino's did a thing where you could get a one topping pizza for like $4.99 or some mess.
Yeah.
So I would be like mushroom because their meats were awful. But the thing about a mushroom that's really good is that it has the kind of the same texture as a meat, like one of your pepperonis or something. It has a meaty texture to it, but it brings kind of an earthiness
firm,
to it.
Right. If they're the young mushrooms, not
if
the old mushrooms.
A good mushroom.
Yeah.
And
not a mushroom.
It has
mushroom.
Kind of an earthy taste that really goes well with the cheese. And I love, you know, when I was very, very young, like 12, 13, I actually started trying mushroom only pizza because, and this is true, Danger Mouse's sidekick Penfold got superpowers from mushroom pizza in an episode of Danger Mouse circa 1982. And I said to myself, well, it hasn't worked any other way, so I'm going to try to get superpowers. I never got superpowers from mushroom pizza, but I don't get to eat them anymore because my wife is like, ew, mushrooms are bad. Ew.
Mushrooms are the work of the devil.
That marked the last time that Matthew put spinach on his pizza and switched to mushrooms to see
a battleship grew on my arm, but it just stayed there.
Oh, no.
It was painful.
You might want to have a doctor go check that out.
If a battleship persists for more than 4 hours, you need to see a doctor.
You need to see a doctor, yeah.
Rodrigo, what is your number four?
My number four is also mushrooms. So there, when did we start doing top five?
2007.
Okay. So
it was a while ago.
Yeah. I want to say definitely if you talk to 2005 Rodrigo, he would be horrified at the number of veggie options that are going to be on this list. And I feel that's because I was kind of indoctrinated into this idea that it's like, veggie pizza is for lamos. Give me the meat. But once I really started to investigate vegetable options, as with every other food, it tends to really improve things.
Right.
It's like, are you having a steak? Would you like mushrooms on that steak? It's like, that's better. That's objectively a better meal than just the steak by itself, you know?
Yeah.
So, unless you hate mushrooms or are allergic or whatever.
Right.
I enjoy mushrooms on a pizza either by themselves or as an additional topping. It's also nice because you get to make fungus jokes,
right?
Because that's what mushrooms are. So it's like, oh, there's fungus on this pizza, and then people look and it's like, eh.
You know why
mushrooms hilarious.
Grow so close together, Rodrigo?
Do I know why what?
Do you know why they grow so close together in nature?
No, why?
It's not mushroom. I like to tell
do,
that
do you know why everyone likes mushrooms at the party?
Why?
Because they're really fun guys. It's interesting that we're talking about mushrooms, and it's interesting that you guys had dropped a little bit about spinach, because my number three, mushrooms and spinach. It's a great combination. And I'm not talking about soggy spinach. I'm talking about the lettuce, the spinach leaf, right? That you just put on the pizza. You throw some nice, thick, firm mushrooms on top of that. Sometimes a portobello, but oftentimes the little button top mushrooms are the best.
And cheese that up,
and then throw on a little bit of spice for flavor in the form of crushed red peppers or sriracha or whatever you want to do. That stuff is good. Now, the only time that I might avoid a thin crust pizza is if I know that we're doing mushrooms, because for whatever reason, even if you have dry mushrooms, you know, you get them at the grocery store and they're dried. The minute that they start heating up, they start to break down. And so your pizza might get a little soggy. So you have to be really careful with that.
Gumminess to it.
Yeah. So you have to be real careful with that. But otherwise, mushrooms and spinach, ooh, I like that a lot.
What's really great about a mushroom and spinach pizza?
It's some kind of like flaky stuff that you put on top of it, like a big flaky salt.
Together, it like has more cohesiveness. So it's more, how do you say, portabella than your regular slice of pizza. You can just pick it up, mm-hmm. carry it around in your hand.
Yeah. Except when they get soggy. That's the only thing that I don't like is when the mushrooms are too wet or they've broken down during the process, and so they've gotten the crust wet. And then right. you can't enjoy your pizza that way because it just gets weird. And I will say this. This is the only negative thing I have to say about mushrooms and spinach pizza is you got to eat it while it's hot. It's not as good the next day cold to me.
Mushrooms don't keep the way a meat pizza would.
Yeah. So that was my number three. Matthew, what is your number three?
My number three is another one that I think people are going to be like, ew, well, why are you putting this on your pizza? And I'll tell you
because it's your pizza.
There is a particular national pizza chain with whom I will no longer do business for reasons which are entirely mine. But
is it back in the day,
when I worked at a television station here in Topeka, we would order from a particular chain. And they had a specialty pizza, and they called it a cheeseburger pizza. And what it had was just basically it's a regular beef pizza, just like what they call the hamburger pizza. But they added mushrooms and a little bit of mustard. And the thing that makes it perfect, pickles. Dill pickles on pizza are amazing. And that's why they're my number three. If you get that cheeseburger pizza, the regular tomato sauce kind of, you know, emulates some ketchup. You put the mustard on there. You have the whole thing, all the toppings. But the pickles are crunchy. And they have sort of that same aspect of like, you know, a green pepper. You get the crunchiness in there, but it's that dill, that briny, that sour taste that you don't always get. It's kind of like the olives in a way, but you can't get them in every pizza place, for one. Now I'm hungry. And you can't get them everywhere because people are like, oh, well, pickles on pizza, that's just gross, that's stupid. But the people that do carry them, those people, they have a secret. And the secret is that the pickles are actually pre-cooked so that they are a little bit soft, but they still have that crunch. This is actually secrets of the pizza world. But if you can get a cheeseburger pizza, you get beef, then you add pickles and mustard and maybe a little bit of Steven Sriracha if you want. You can go crazy.
Probably not on a hamburger pizza.
Oh, no, it's good. Haven't you ever had a hamburger with Sriracha?
No, not really. I put Tabasco on there.
Tabasco, Sriracha. Let's call the whole thing off. But my number three, a de pickles.
Yeah, there you go. Rodrigo, can you top pickles with sesame seeds,
usually
perhaps?
The pickles go on top so that it doesn't get...
Pickles are, in fact, a topping, yeah.
Yeah. My number three is one that you usually can't order at most places because of its much more famous snappier brother. Pepperoni, but my number three is salami. And there's a chain here in the Northwest called Mod, and what they do is you walk in and they basically make you a personal pizza right then and there, and they throw it in the oven and they give it to you. Mm-hmm. And one of their options is salami, and if I feel like having meat on my pizza, I will usually go with salami over pepperoni. I just like it better. I kind of always have. Even as a kid, I used to really love salami. It's kind of interesting that pepperoni has become such a staple. And I think it's because it keeps better.
Right.
I think like pepperoni is just like...
Yeah, salt.
Cured. It's just like cured to heck.
Yes,
right?
It
it's
is.
Just like the most like cured thing you can have is a pepperoni. And salami is like one or maybe two steps away from that. And it doesn't keep as well. And that's why it's not as popular a pizza topping and not as widely available. But if you go to, you know, a super cool, radical place like Mod Pizza, right. You can get some salami on your pizza. Serves kind of the same purpose as pepperoni, but I don't know. I prefer it. It tends to be softer. It's salty without being without having that bite that gets into your cheek.
Yeah, it's the vinegar.
Yeah.
Salami has vinegar in it, whereas pepperoni generally doesn't.
Ah, well, there you go. So yeah, it's that I much prefer salami. So it's nice when I go someplace that'll actually have it.
There you go. Yeah. All right. We are up to our number twos. Oh, speaking of number twos, my number two, I have nicknamed the cleaner.
Uh-oh.
Yes, the cleaner.
Bad.
Oh, it's good. Believe me, it's good.
Sounds bad, dude.
Jalapenos.
Uh-huh.
Green peppers.
Oh.
Crushed red peppers. It is the spicy delight that will keep your mouth tingling for hours. And then maybe you figure out why it's called the cleaner a few hours after that.
But do I want that?
Oh, it's good. It is good. If you're talking about the vinegary taste of your pickles or your salamis or whatever, right. You know, the jalapenos have that kind of vinegary hotness that goes to it in the pickling process. And right. So you've got the heat coming from the jalapenos, and then you've got the green peppers, which aren't really spicy, but they add the extra crunch, the cold crunch that you want on your pizza. And then you want a little bit of medium fire. So that's where the red peppers come in. And man, it is one where you do have to have the right drink with it. I wouldn't recommend drinking water, but, you know, if you're someone that
55-gallon drum of milk,
well, if you're someone that likes a Dr. Pepper, I think goes good with this. I think a nice beer goes good with this one. I think nice a whiskey goes well with this combination. But seriously, don't plan anything for the next morning. Because it's going to clean you out.
I knew it was coming. It's
just... And that's why it's called the cleaner. And it is good, but it's deadly. And I love it. And that's why the jalapeno and green pepper with crushed red peppers on top is my number two. Top five pizza toppings. I have this one about, I would probably say at least once a month, I will order this. Maybe not once a month, maybe once every other month. And it's good. It's worth waiting for. It's worth letting your memory slide to go, oh, I remember the pain that I suffered the last time. I will try this again and then say, oh, I forgot about it. Oh, no. But it's so good. It's so, so good. Matthew, what do you have for your number two?
My number two, I think, is one that is kind of universal. And really, the only place you run into this particular food, at least in my experience, is on a pizza. Rodrigo mentioned it earlier. It's a nice pepperoni. Now, it is not a vegetable. There are people who believe that it is a vegetable.
That pepperoni is a vegetable?
Pepperoni is not a vegetable.
No, of course not. It's a meat.
But this is the thing. The word pepperoni is the plural of the Italian word for a pepper, which is a fruit or a vegetable, however you figure it out. There are people out there, and I've heard stories where they're like, I would like a vegetarian pizza with pepperoni. It is not vegetarian because it's got your pork and it's got your beef and it's all, you know, in the thing and it's cured.
Or turkey
with
if you want
nitrates.
Turkey with it, yeah.
Well, you know what they say about nitrates?
I don't know.
They're cheaper than day rates. And they make a really good pepperoni. When I was young, pepperoni was pretty much the pizza we had because I grew up with a bunch of sisters. And the Tony's pizza plant was about 65 miles from my home. So you would get not sliced pepperoni, but kind of pepperoni
like
diced chunks. I still love a good
my
Tony's.
My kids like that.
Yeah,
I can't stand it anymore.
It's like a cracker crust. It's literally like a graham cracker with salt on it. And it's got the chunks of pepperoni. And I still have to have one of those
once or twice
a year.
My wife and I just look at it and go, ugh. I remember when we were kids and we were forced to eat those Tony's pizzas or the little tiny tombstones when they first came out.
I don't eat tombstone.
Pepperoni is...
Tombstone pizza is not good.
Pepperoni pizza is my number one topping. That's
nice.
My number one. And I just... There's something about it. It's classic. It does bring back memories because that was kind of... I don't know. You know, you think of the margarita pizza. As just kind of that's where the pizza got started. But for some reason here in America, the first thing people think of when they think pizza is pepperoni.
Right.
And so maybe it's just that tradition of the years that if I'm going to go for something, I'm going to go for pepperoni. And one time way back in the day when I was in California, I really ordered a lot of pizza, so much so that when I called up this one restaurant and gave them my name and address, they're like, did you know that you've ordered from us 50 times? And this is like
and
in a year.
Every time it was pepperoni?
And this is in a year, right? Or maybe it was like 8 months or something, because it's like two or three times a week I'd order pizza. And it was pepperoni, yeah. And right. They were like, do you want the usual? I'm like, are you going to give me a discount because you're tracking what I'm ordering? And they did. But then I switched to another pizza restaurant after that. But pepperoni.
Yeah, they called you out on it.
Yeah, as soon as you call me out on something that is my thing, then I stopped doing it. So
yeah,
pepperoni is my number one.
I stopped going to a restaurant in town when the chef came out and told me that the sushi I was eating was actually for two. I'm like, dude, well, don't call
that's
me
a little
out.
Bit, that's a little bit different than saying, hey,
that
do you want
exactly
your usual?
Is no, it? I mean, if you've ordered 50 pizzas.
In 6 months. Or
no,
yeah,
I didn't say 6 months. It's like 8 or 9 months. So it's like maybe two a week. Two a week, probably. Twice a week.
I mean, that's a lot of pizza.
It is.
When you're young, it's not a big deal. Like,
yeah,
think
I was
about
young.
Eating two pizzas a week now.
Oh, man, I couldn't. My kids can, because they'll have pizza like, hey, what, you want a snack? Yeah, let's have pizza. But when someone's like, oh, hey, you want your usual? And I'm like, no, I'm going to try something different from now on. Yes. So pepperoni is my number one. Rodrigo, let's jump back to your number two. What do you have for number two?
My number two is as high as it is on the list, not necessarily because it's like super duper great, but because it goes really well with every other sort of topping that you have on your pizza. I can't think of a pizza that isn't improved by its presence, and that's red onions, and really onions in general, but usually in pizza you tend to have red onions, I think, because they bake better. They kind
right,
of
they
tend
remain
to keep
a crisp.
Their,
yeah.
Their consistency rather than turning into mush like a sweet onion might.
Mm-hmm.
Or like a yellow onion might. If you take the majority of my toppings, you'll end up, you know, with a really just kind of a standard veggie pizza. And red onions were kind of one of those things where I was like, oh, I like meat. And then I started eating kind of supreme pizzas, you know, where it's like all the meat and all the vegetables. And I was like, this is so good. I love this type of pizza. And then I really realized that it was because of really the onions and the bell peppers that were really making it,
yeah,
rather than the meat, because the meat all kind of tastes the same. You know, it's like it's when it's all together, you know, you have, oh, it's like, oh, this pizza has like Canadian bacon and ground beef and sausage and pepperoni, and you eat it and it all tastes like salt.
Right.
But afterwards, you start getting those tones from the vegetables, and that's really what makes it. And I think that, seriously, if you are, you know, if you go any place that makes, lets you make your own pizza, or like a Papa Murphy's where you can be like, give me some of that and some of that and some of that, and you've never tried just putting red onions on your pizza, give it a shot. It's going to greatly improve it. And if you don't, you know, if you don't like, if you have like a burger with like onions in it and you don't like that, once it's baked, it becomes a lot less offensive. Like the onion flavor tends to seep in and it just turns into like solidly good flavor, instead of like something that tries to, you know,
kill you.
Dig up your palate and crawl out your nose.
Yeah. I would have put a vegetarian as on my list, but the problem is most places when you order vegetarian, they're going to throw onions and olives on there. And my wife,
oh, certainly.
My wife hates onions and I hate olives. So what ends up happening is when we order vegetarian pizza, it shows up with green peppers and mushrooms on it. So it's basically just order a green pepper and mushroom pizza.
Yep.
But yeah, I do enjoy a vegetarian pizza quite a bit. So good choice there.
Thanks.
Especially with the red onions.
Yeah.
We are up to our number ones, as I've already said. Mine is pepperoni. Matthew, what do you have for your number one?
And I think my number one, first of all, people are going to be like, ew, whatever. It's not that I don't care what you think, but I believe that what Steven said earlier is 157,000% true. You should eat what tastes good.
Right.
And people who tell me this doesn't go on pizza, or this doesn't go on a burger, or you can't put ketchup on a hot dog. These are people trying to enforce rules on what I eat. And there are two people who enforce rules on what I eat. And, you know, those are the people who cook food in my house. But also, it's just wrong to mess with people, especially when sometimes they want something sweet on their pizza, like pineapple. So my number one is pineapple. And I actually do, this is the thing, the same wife who hates the mushrooms loves the pineapple. So we will occasionally order pizza, and we'll get two pizzas for the household. One will be, you know, whatever vegetarian pizza, and the other will be pepperoni and pineapple. And you get the sweet and the savory together. It's really nice. It's really good.
I was
going to
ask if you went with that or if you would go with the ham.
I don't necessarily care for ham. The ham that we get on pizza around here tends to get crispy and too salty. But pepperoni has, you know, pepperoni, I think, lasts better in the hot pizza oven. It pairs better with the cheese. And the pineapple is really nice with some pepperoni. Again, there are people who are like, you can't ever put pineapple on a pizza.
Somebody had a great tweet the other day where it was a pineapple that was sliced, you know, flat on its side. So you had the flat pineapple and you had the leaves coming out the top. And then they had covered that with the tomato sauce, the cheese, and the pepperoni. And that was their pineapple pizza.
You can't put pineapple on a pizza, but they can put pizza on a pineapple. And I mean, that's the important thing to take away from pizza is, you know, much like the story that Rodrigo tells where they're like, hey, we're going to make taco meat. What's taco meat? Whatever you want to put in your taco. I feel like your pizza, your ideal pizza is whatever you want to put on your pizza. So, you know, for growing up, it was either that chopped pepperoni or occasionally I would get a Super Supreme from the Schmitza Schmutt. And you would have that everything in there and you wouldn't be able to deal with it. And everybody would be picking something off. But if you put a pineapple on your pizza, more power to you. You're a clear thinker. You're one of those Budweiser real American heroes, I think. And, you know, in a worst case scenario, you don't have the burps that you get if it had been onion, because onion will literally kill me.
Or like I said, with the cheese pizza and everybody else is eating everything else. Hey, more pizza for you, because my wife and my oldest son love having the pineapple and ham on their pizza, or pineapple and mushrooms is what my wife really likes. So they know, and I'm fine with pineapple, but when I have pizza, I really want one of my top twos. So they will get the pineapple and hams or mushrooms, and I will get the cleaner, and then the youngest, he'll eat whatever, but he will usually go with the cheese or the pepperoni, so...
The cleaner.
The cleaner. Yep.
Ugh.
Rodrigo, what do you have for your number one?
My number one is, I've thought about it a lot, and I think it's kind of boring because I eat this a lot, not just in pizza. And that's ham or Canadian bacon. But I think whatever difference there is between ham and Canadian bacon is lost in the majority of pizza that you're going to get, especially if you're ordering from a chain, you're eating ham, right?
Yep.
I eat a lot of ham. I have ham sandwiches all the time. I will make quesadillas and stick a slice of ham in there. I will just roll up some ham and eat that. I eat a lot of ham. And then when it comes time to order a pizza, I'm like, well, what do I want on this pizza? And I was like, well, there's a lot of stuff that I don't eat very often. But also I could just get ham on it. You know, it's like ham is great. You can't really argue with ham. I mean, you can. Some people don't like ham, and that's fine. You know, ham, of course, one half of the classic Hawaiian pizza, right. The edible half. there's, you know, because it pairs really well with it, since it's like extremely salty. Like ham is so salty that it survives the the baking process tends to make everything milder, right? It like moistens up your pepperoni, like softens up your onions or bell peppers or olives, but ham is exactly the same. It might crisp up around the edges, but it's just all ham is just like a basic pork molecule surrounded by salt. So you can't change ham. That's why it's my number one, because when I have a pizza with ham on it, I'm like, oh man, this is so good, because it's like the most basic unit of food that I eat. It's like ham and cheese is like the most basic meal that I have most days.
Throw a little lettuce on it. Yeah. Right.
Yep. And the difference between ham and Canadian bacon is where it comes from on the animal. Because what we call ham, well, I think what everyone calls ham is like leg and thigh and buttocks. Whereas Canadian bacon, which is not actually a Canadian thing. It's just another example of weird American racism. Sure. And I, you know, Canadian bacon is specifically made from pork loin. It's essentially just ham or bacon, depending on how you cook it. But yeah, it's just what part of the animal it's from. We should have more food episodes because really food and the Legion of Superheroes are kind of my areas of depth. I'm just a really, really fat nerd. So yeah, I do know the difference between Canadian bacon and ham, and I don't know why.
No, no, that's good. I think knowing that is fine, and knowing the
half the battle is
like having that knowledge is fine. Actually, it's great. But when you go to a pizza place and you order Canadian bacon, chances are you're going to get ham. And, you know, it's like if you're a connoisseur and you can taste the difference, and you're going to be like, well, this is certainly ham. And I was like, this is just what this place calls ham.
Right.
Yep.
And you know what the Canadians call it? Back bacon.
Sure. I mean, because that's what it is.
Yeah, because, you know, it's, you got your Bob and Doug McKenzie and their 12 pounds of back bacon. Mm-hmm. So that is your little bit of entertainment and knowledge. Edutainment, if you will.
Yes. I used to say that word all the time, and Matthew would say, I hate it when people say that word.
I do hate it when people say that. That's why I said it. I said it to mock you.
Oh, okay.
The only portmanteau that Matthew likes is portmanteau.
That goes well with the dark chocolate, you know.
Yeah.
I will say this about pepperoni. Here's the only bad thing that I will say about pepperoni is, depending on the pepperoni, and I guess maybe it's the restaurant and their pepperoni supplier.
Right.
When that pepperoni gets cooked, it makes a lot of grease.
Oh, yeah.
And there are times where you literally have to take some Bounty towels and swab off the top of your pizza before you eat it. So that you're not eating.
You want to dab so that you pat it
again and again and again and again. And you go through about half a roll before that thing's ready to be eaten.
I think there's a big asterisk to this entire topic, which is, you know, when cooked properly or when used, you know, when using ingredients that are at least a couple steps up from Alpo, you know, it's like, I when I was a kid, I would have like high school cafeteria pizza every once in a while.
Right.
And that is like, I don't know. I mean, it really is like, matzah with like just with like rubber on top of it, and they call that bread and cheese, right? Yeah. And it's like I don't have a problem with matzah, but it's not a good combination for it.
It's not a pizza crust, you know. And the local pizza place, and I didn't put this on my list because I don't think it's really a top five, but the local pizza place does a loaded baked potato pizza.
Oh yeah, you've talked about this one before.
Yeah, no tomato sauce. You get your crust, they put on the crust basically mashed potatoes, then they add bacon and onions and sour cream and butter, and it's basically a slice of pizza with loaded baked potato on it, and it is so good.
It sounds different. I don't think I would like that one. I'm sure it will. I don't think I would like that one, though. Something about the sour cream. I like sour cream on certain things, but maybe not pizza.
Do they bake the sour cream or do they add that afterwards?
No, you add that afterwards, but it has cheese on it and it has, you know, bacon bits and all of the lovely stuff. And, you know, the chopped green, the scallions rather than an onion, a red onion or something silly like that.
I wonder if they would make it a potato crust, potato based crust.
I know
they have like a potato bread.
Actually,
they have a potato bread. I had a potato crust.
I had a friend in college who we would order a pizza. And we hung out at his place. And when the pizza got there, he would go to his fridge, pull out a jar of mayonnaise and slather mayonnaise onto every slice of pizza that he ate. And I've lost contact with him, but I assume he's dead.
Now, I will admit there are times when I have dipped pizza in ranch dressing.
Yeah, people do that a lot. And I don't really have a problem with
Americans.
That.
I just assume that at any given point, ranch dressing just factors into
picture. I'm not a ranch dressing fan.
You're not a big ranch dressing fan.
I'll have it occasionally on a salad. But most of the time I like a vinaigrette for my topping. And so when people are like, oh, you ordered some hot wings. Would you like some ranch dressing? I'm like, ooh, gross. No, what's wrong with you?
Yeah.
But I understand a lot of people like that, but I would never dip pizza in. The only thing I would dip pizza in is like a marinara sauce and that's it.
At one point we were almost out of food and my wife was packing my lunchbox and she threw in two slices of cold pizza and hummus, red pepper hummus. And so I took cold mushroom pizza, you know, cause it's got that thickness to it and it's taut. It's not like loose and floppy. And I used it to scoop up the red pepper hummus. It was the best.
The best.
Oh, my God. You guys, you have to try this. You get cold sausage and mushroom pizza. It's got to be cold. So it gets that pita-like texture, and it holds its shape. And you dip it in the red pepper hummus, see? And then you eat the hummus and the sausage, and then you like, you and the lion die as one. No, wait, that's a line from Heather's. But that's not the point. Yes, hummus is good. Dip your pizza in hummus, friends, and tell them Matthew sent
you. Do you dip your pizza in anything, Rodrigo? Because I don't. Like I said, unless it's the marinara, and that's rare.
I mean, I will dip the crust like after I've eaten the pizza.
Yes.
Some pizza places give you like a butter garlic
dip. Butter dipping sauce. Yeah.
So I'll dip it in that. I guess if suddenly I could conjure something up to dip it in, because I feel the whole point of ordering pizza is to not go through any effort
to make
food. But I feel like, you know, if I had like a split pea soup or something, that seems like maybe I could dip pizza into that and eat it that way. Like, I know that seems super weird, but I'm like, you know, it's
what flavor combination is there? I when they give you the garlic dip, I'll actually put the pizza, like the tip of the pizza, you get the triangle part, you dip it in, you scoop up some garlic butter and you eat it, and then you just keep dipping into that butter. But sadly, the pizza place that does that, I won't shop at anymore. So
I mean, they put pesto in pizza. So presumably, if you had like a little thing of pesto and you dipped your pizza into it, it would all be fit within the Italian American icosahedron.
Right. I don't know what pesto is, so I just picture a cartoon.
It's like what? Like olive oil and
pine nuts.
Yeah, pine nuts ground up. It's good. You should have some.
Well, really I'm busy eating all the hummus.
I guess you are. Ladies and gentlemen, that wraps it up for this installment of Top 5. Thank you so much for checking us out this week. And here's the most important part of this show. This is where you come in and keep this show going and keep it going strong. You need to head over to majorspoilers.com. In the comments section for this episode, there's a link in the show notes. We want you to share your top 5 favorite pizza toppings. Again, you do you. Whatever you put on your pizza is fine. Doesn't mean everyone else is going to eat it as well, but if you enjoy it, then that's on you, and we want to know what your top 5 pizza toppings are over there at majorspoilers.com, and if you have a suggestion for any future top 5 episode, all you got to do is drop it in an email to podcast@majorspoilers.com, and maybe it'll appear on a future top 5. Why?
Top 5 burger toppings.
Maybe, because everyone loves a list. Take care.
This podcast is copyright 2019 by Major Spoilers Entertainment, LLC.